Welcome to the Places Where We Go podcast. Hello, I'm Julie.
And I'm Art. Join us as we share our travel stories. We'll tell you about where we've been, what we saw, and what we did. We're always looking for a bit of an adventure.
Sometimes we travel far. Sometimes we explore the places close to our home. Wherever we go, we'll let you know about the highlights and top tips to help you plan your future adventures.
This is the Places Where We Go podcast. Welcome to the Places Where We Go podcast. Where have you been? Well, where have we been, you might ask? Because it's been a while.
It has been a while.
It has been an unplanned absence for a number of weeks.
Yes. So as many of you know, across our nation, there are many viruses out there, and we seem to have picked up all of them.
So almost after our last podcast was published, I ended up picking up some kind of a bug. I had a few days of fever, 102, 103, whatever, 3 days or so, as sickness goes. I thought I might have had COVID, and we ended up, or you helped me get a test, whatever, right, like twice. I tested negative for COVID twice. And I think at the time, I think our daughter had COVID. So that's...
Yeah, that's why we tested.
Yeah, so she had COVID. Turned out negative. Don't know if I had COVID or not, because sometimes you can get false positive, false negatives, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. May have been the flu. But what happened after that was I got a cough that I couldn't shake until, I mean, it was almost up until a few days ago, and this has been nearly 2 months. I haven't been able to speak probably more than two sentences without coughing my lungs out.
Yeah, now this is part of a virus that has hit many of our friends and relatives. So I don't think it's COVID. I just think it is a particular virus that is in this area, and it's quite hard to shake. It takes a long time to start feeling somewhat normal.
Yeah.
And even though I didn't cough as long as you, I seem to have... It's the weirdest virus, because it's like you start feeling better and then all of a sudden you feel like you've been hit again with something else.
Yeah.
And it took a while.
Yeah, it took a long while. Yeah. Much longer than we expected. Yeah. And when you're trying to do a podcast, if you can't speak, you ain't doing a podcast.
No, so it makes it very hard.
So that's what's been going on with us, feeling generally better, though you had a sore throat yesterday, so who knows?
Yeah, it just keeps coming, so yeah. I just figured, yeah, hey, I'm just going to roll with it.
But we figured I'm able to speak today, so we've got the microphones out, and because we've been gone for a while, we do have quite the backlog of travel to catch up on. So over the next weeks and months, we'll try to catch up with quite a number of trips that we've taken over the past few months that we haven't been able to share yet. But today we're going to share information about a trip that I took this morning. I went to the bank. And what does that have to do with travel? Well, this is going to be a relatively shorter podcast, but hopefully some information that maybe for some listeners may come in handy. So just about a year ago, I stopped working what has been my normal job for much of my life. And we are now in this scenario where we're yanking money every few months or whatever out of IRA accounts and surviving off of that. And a few days ago, I was doing the transfer, and it's a convoluted process. And the way it works for us is I have to take money out of the IRA account, and then it goes into this money market holding account with our financial institution before I can move it into our bank. And when I dropped it into that money market account, something caught my eye, and that was the interest rate that the money market account at the financial institution pays, which was like 5.25%. And I ended up looking at our credit union, where most of the money that we live off of sits in, and I asked myself, well, how much is our money making there? And it turns out that that account is only paying 0.2%. Massive difference.
Yeah, startling difference.
Yeah, and it's been a long time that interest rates had been so low. Banks weren't paying anything, money market accounts, CDs, whatever. Interest rates were generally so low all the way around. But over the last year or so, the financial arena has been changing a lot. And just to give you an example, we have an account at our main credit union, kind of like this holding account. And I looked at the money that's sitting in that. If I moved that to this higher paying money market account, that would end up generating about $750 a year in interest versus where it's sitting today, just about nothing. So I drove to the bank today to close this 0.2% account, move the money into our other financial institution, which is Vanguard, and we're in a position now where we can earn some more money. And when you earn more money, one of the things you can do with it is travel. So we have a couple of messages for you today. One is, if you haven't looked at your bank accounts for quite some time, and if you have money sitting around, either a chunk in checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts that are paying still close to nothing, know that there are alternatives out there today where you can earn more for your money. And when you earn more, maybe you can do some fun stuff. And we have a list of a few things that you could do when you earn more money. So in our example today, I had this one account that I moved that we figured the interest we would get on it in a year is $750. So we came up with a list of, here's things that you could do with a little over $700 if you had that much extra. And Julie, what are those ideas?
All right. So we tried to get creative and tried to create enjoyable vacation ideas for you to explore. But I'm sure in your area, you might have different ideas, but this will give you a starting point. So here's just a few vacation ideas that may cater to your ideas or may not. So here we go. A road trip adventure, of course. We do this quite a bit, actually, and we sometimes don't go very far. And we can have an incredibly fantastic, fun time and just a bit of a stress reliever. So you can plan this road trip, and it could be a nearby attraction that's new to you. You budget for your gas. You budget for affordable accommodations. Maybe you like to camp. Motels can be on the cheaper side, and pack some meals along the way, and that'll save you a little bit of money too, as we are kind of in a place. Well, as a matter of fact, we were going to go out to dinner last night, and I said, hey, the amount the bill is for dinners anymore almost gives me heart indigestion, so let's just make something. We'll buy something, and it'll be cheaper, and it's just a money-saving idea for you.
So on the road trip example that you mentioned, we actually just planned a road trip ourselves for early May that'll take us to Central California, like roughly 6-hour drive or so. And that'll be a weekend trip with, you know, 2 nights accommodation. So that's an example of, like, for us, 2 nights in the Sacramento area plus gas, that'll come in probably just under the $750. Mm-hmm. So real life example of what you just mentioned that we're actually going to be doing.
Yeah. And as you decide what is more enjoyable to you, I mean, it could be just driving some beautiful scenic route somewhere, having that flexibility to stop along the way and just eyeballing something and saying, hey, let's go there. That is so fun to do because it's so spontaneous and we don't get a chance to be very spontaneous during our regular work times. And so that's fun to do.
Another idea is a beach getaway, or if you live inland, you know, a lake getaway. You can find a less commercialized beach destination or lake destination where accommodation costs are lower. Again, you can maybe make a weekend out of a trip like that. $750 could get you 2 nights, probably easily, hopefully, in a nice location. And you can then enjoy the sun, the sand, the water, and participate in some low-cost activities. If you're around a beach area, it could be snorkeling in designated areas. If you're around a lake, it could be renting a boat for the day and just having a fun time that way.
Or a kayak. Go kayaking on the lake. That's always fun. Another idea would be outdoor camping. So you can go camping in a national park or a scenic campground, a state park, whatever is near you. You may want to invest in or borrow some camping gear. Hiking is usually free, It's a wonderful thing to do if you're up for it. If there's a water source, a lake or ocean nearby, there's swimming, there's fishing, or just spend a wonderful time around the campfire and tell wonderful stories around the campfire. Many parks offer affordable camping fees, and you can save on meals by cooking your own food.
So we have just booked recently a week of camping in Sequoia National Park, and for people who camp there tent camping, I think the tent rates are still somewhere in the $20 to $30 a night.
Right.
I mean, almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't camped before, if you throw some money at buying a tent, a camping stove, some camping chairs, you know, there's a few essentials that you would need, and then pay for five nights or so at a beautiful campsite like that, $750 is probably more than plenty to cover that kind of an adventure. And if you haven't done that, I know camping isn't for everybody. I mean, we enjoy it.
That's one of the things we decided to do very early on in our young family, when we had young family, because we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
And so we decided, okay, let's go camping. That's very affordable for us. And we absolutely loved it.
Yeah. And you make memories that last a lifetime.
Yep.
Another idea is a staycation with a twist. You can be a tourist in your own city or a nearby town. Book a few nights in a unique accommodation, like a tiny home, a boutique hotel, using deals or discounts, and then explore attractions, new restaurants, and activities you haven't experienced before. And maybe while it wouldn't be a staycation, a similar idea that comes to mind for us based on where we live in Southern California, for $750, we could do a nice weekend on Catalina Island. You know, we could do, there's the boat ride that leaves from either Long Beach or San Pedro. And then if you book in advance, you could probably get rooms there are a little more pricey than what you find inland, but for $750, you just might be able to do two nights and maybe have a few bucks left over for some meals as well. But staycations are typically affordable. You can do something close by to where you live.
Another idea would be a learning retreat. There are some people that very much are information gatherers, and they love new information and new ideas. So you could invest in a short course or a workshop in something you're passionate about. It could be cooking. It could be photography, surfing. If you want an exercise class, you could take yoga. And this could all be done in a beautiful destination. So this allows you to develop a skill while you're actually enjoying a getaway.
So there's a few ideas. If you come across a little bit more money, things that you could do to create your own adventure, make some memories. And again, one of the ways you can do that is if you found yourself over the last several years parking money in accounts that haven't been paying a whole lot of money, now is a good time to go shop for bank accounts that pay more. You can make more money, and when you earn your interest, earn on your investments, turn some of that into memories. So that's our episode for today. Hopefully moving forward, we'll be over our viruses, over our sickness. We'll be back again. We have a lot to catch up on, not only on trips that we've recently done that we still are hoping to share with y'all, but we've got just around the corner, we'll be going to a really interesting place I've been wanting to go to for so long in Death Valley. That's coming up. We've got quite a few places we'll be visiting over the summer in Northern California, national parks. So much more on the way, and hopefully we'll be back to our normal schedule. Yeah. We do thank you for continuing your subscription, tuning in, listening to us, and allowing us to share our adventures from the places where we go.
And until next time, thanks for joining us on our delayed podcast, and we will be stepping up to this and getting ourselves a little bit more healthier. And thanks for keeping up with us. We appreciate it.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
If you have any comments or information to share with us about travel, you can write to us at comments@theplaceswherewego.com.
You can also follow us on social media We're on Instagram as The Places Where We Go. You can find us on Twitter as The Places Where One, the number one. And you can watch our travel adventures on YouTube, where our channel name is The Places Where We Go.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope to see you at The Places Where We Go.
See you next time.
Bye now.